sahanavavatu sahanau bhunaktu sahavīryankaravavahai tejasvinavatitamastamavidvishavahai Om Shanti 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 Om Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Okay, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Northern Ocean, Eighth Wave, Chapter 49, Mixing of Rasas. Okay. So, friendly and inimical rasas, outline of combinations. Okay. So, in Shantaras, then his friends are Dasya, Adbhuta, Dharmavirya, and Bibhatsa. Bibhatsa is?
Ghastly.
Oh, why? Because they, you know, they're cool with the material world being terrible. Yeah. It's a mention after this where they need, but put their meanings. Okay. And then enemies, Madhura and Yudhavirya. Because Yudhavirya means and they're fighting, that fighting mood and all that, because the Shantaras doesn't fight and stuff. They're just Shanta. You know, when it says friends and enemies, doesn't mean enemies, they don't get along with them. It just means it doesn't allow the rasa to fully manifest. That's the whole point. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
they don't fight with each other. It's just that when Yudhavira is there, how do you manifest being Shanta? Yeah.
It will solve the rati.
Yes. It will bring it to, you have to control it. Just like, let's say, just for example, cowherd boys can go crazy when they're out in the forest, but when their mother just showed his house, they can't. So that means then there'll be some, you know, connection there, like that.
Can they say compatible?
Yeah, basically. But the point is they do get along. Etiquette-wise, they all get along. Otherwise, that's why etiquette's so important. Is that this thing is that everybody will just perfectly be wonderful and friendly with each other. That's an impersonal concept. No, it's that people will, by etiquette, will deal nicely with each other because everyone's going to have different opinions, different feelings and everything like that. So that being appreciated, then you can deal with etiquette. But if it's that, no, everybody has to just be nice and everything like that. But based on what? It's the etiquette that makes it nice. Like that. You know, and there's some fundaments of morality. If, you know, you appreciate others, like, you know, it's being mentioned to... Arjuna mentions it to Bhima, but then Dhritarashtra specifically mentions it to Yudhishthira, just to make sure his sons don't get killed. Is that those who are cultured persons or those who are religious persons, they don't get affected by those who are irreligious because they're inconsequential. So they just see the good qualities. Right? So Arjuna tells that to Bhima so he doesn't kill everybody. And Dhritarashtra tells that to Yudhishthira so that they function like that and don't kill his sons. Like that. You know, so you do have all these little moralistic things that just make everything run smoothly. But it doesn't mean that they're necessarily comfortable. But in here, because it's spiritual, everybody's comfortable, they're devotees. It just means you can't fully manifest your rasa and all that so much. Right? Dasyaras, so the friends are Shanta, Dharmavirya, Dhanavirya, and Bibhatsa. And the enemy, then, Madhura, Yudhavira against Krishna, means the demons, and Rodra against Krishna. So that's the aspect. So let's say the Dasya won't have a problem with let's say, the conjugal, but when they're angry with Krishna, then they will. Because that, how do they function? What service do they do? That's the whole thing, is that where's the service? Right? Sakyaras, then friends are Madhurya, Hasya, and Yudhavirya. Right? Because then the Madhurya, that'll also be the generally the more confidential. But in general, it's not a problem because they just see them like that. They have that rasa with Krishna and they don't have a problem with it. Hasya, of course, because they're always laughing and joking. And Yudhavirya, they're always, you know, mock fighting and everything like that. Then enemies, Vatsala, because then they have to control themselves. Because when the Madhurya is there, they can still joke and laugh and be boys. It may upset the girls, but they can still do. But Mother Jashoda, you can't do that. You're going to get a smack, you know, so you just don't do that. Yeah. Raudra against Krishna also, then the demons who come, and Bhayanaka towards Krishna. So these unfavorable things towards Krishna. They may have it themselves, like Krishna is bound up in the coils of Kaliya, and then they may feel these kind of feelings. But it's their feeling it. But when someone else is feeling it towards Krishna, then there's a problem. Vatsala, then friendly or Hasya, then Karuna, and Bhayanaka. So basically they just stay amongst themselves, you know, as parents do, and joke and are kind and are worried about what happens to the kids. Right? So that's why you always see it goes between those three. Enemies, Madhura, Yudhavira. Yeah, because the boys fighting all the time, they're always complaining about that. You know? Like when Krishna gets up in the morning and he's got so many scratches and all that, then they're complaining these boys have to stop fighting so much with Krishna and like that. Dasya and Raudra. Because the Dasya then is so formal and they just want to be informal. Like that.
Vatsalya, then Satya is neutral. From Vatsalya's point of view, Satya is neutral. If they're there or not there, it doesn't bother them.
Yeah, these are there, it's nice because it's Krishna's friends, and if they're not there, their relationship goes on. So neutral means it doesn't bother, but they don't necessarily add or subtract. You know? Like that. Madhura Rasa. The friends are Hasya, Sakya, Yudhavirya, and Dharmavirya. Because then Yudhavira means that there's always that challenging and everything, you know, like the gopis are out picking flowers for the Surya Puja and Krishna, and his friends come along and say, why are you picking my flowers? This is my forest. You know, you can't pick my flowers. You know, you have to pay tax. They're saying, what do you mean? This is not your forest. His friend is forest. You know, so we can pick flowers as we like, you know, like that. So that's the Yudhavira. Dharmavira, and then doing things according to Dharma and everything. That also then does, because that's the nature, and so when they do those things, so also in connection with Krishna, like they go and do the Surya Puja, or do the different things, they come and cook for Krishna, they do it like this. Enemy, Vatsala, right, because they have to be so controlled there. They get opportunities, they go to Mother Yashoda's house, they get to cook for Krishna, and he gets to eat and everything, but there can't be any manifestation of their rasa. So that's the meaning, it's just like, So in other words, friends means they can be completely free. Neutral means it doesn't really affect. And enemy means they have to control their expression. Right? So in other words, the full aspects, because rasa means all the manifestation, right? Because it's talking here rasa, it's not talking rati, right? Rati, then there's not going to be any problem. Because you see in all of them that rati goes on no matter what. That's one of the symptoms of prema. No matter what happens, the rati is always there. So, but rasa is that combination of how Krishna is as the Vishaya, and then the Udipans connected with that. Then it's going to give the Anubhavas, the Sattvika Bhavas, and the Avichari Bhavas. So those can't manifest when the Vatsalya is around. They can't manifest those things. Like they see Krishna and they want to wrestle with him, that Anubhava can't manifest. You know, that they're yelling and screaming and running. They can't manifest that. So in other words, the rati remains, but the rasa becomes constricted because you can't. But the point is all these together, that's what makes the Lord's pastimes. That's what makes brunch. It's all these different devotees with all these different tastes, all doing their service together. But that's why then the cowherd boys go out in the field. Then it's fully manifest. You know, when they're in the cow shed, you know, they'll have to be a little more careful. You know, because there it'll be Nanda Baba and the men and the servants. Well, how is the Sakya and servants? There's no problem with servants. They must be neutral or something. And Nanda Baba, he'll be a little bit more, be a little bit more boisterous. But not too much. You know, because you have to get the work done. You come to the goshala to milk the cows and do the stuff. So that has to be done. You know, they can't just decide to play. Because what do? The cows eat grass. You know, they're not sitting there, you know, holding the mouth of the cow and you know, helping him chew and pull grass off. No, the cows just eat. You know, so the Shanta and the Dasya, they can be there, so, you know, fine. You know, the Dasya, they bring lunch. That's good. You know. but then the parental, they have to be careful. But then when they go into Mother Jashoda's house, then they have to be even more careful. You know, but it works, because at home they can't be too crazy either. But what is that? Their parents have Vatsalya Rasa with Krishna. You know, so they have to be careful. Right? So, yeah. Then the Madhurya Rasa, then the enemies as Vatsala, Bibatsa, Shanta, Raudra, and Bhayanaka. Right, so the different features, it's not getting into detail here because each one of them has different features, so some of them may work, some of them may not. Hasya Rasa, the friends, Bibatsa, Madhurya, Sakya, and Vatsala. What is Bibatsa?
Bibatsa is that gasping is terrible, and Bhayanaka is the fear.
It's ghastly. Bhayanaka is ghastly. So it means, the enemy is sad. No, bibatsa. What's bibatsa? Bibatsa and bhayanaka.
Bhayanaka.
Fear. On bibatsa is?
Ghastly.
Oh. Okay. Because they like to do ghastly things.
When they see something very ghastly and all, they laugh.
Huh? They laugh. Then okay, yeah.
Laugh, you can get in something seen which is a bad thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's like kids, they get, you know, there's a bunch of ooky stuff and they get a stick and poke it. You know? And then they go more, ooh, and they poke it more. Like that, you know, yeah, so it helps, yeah, okay. Adbhuta rasa, all primary rasas, and vira rasa, and enemy, raudra, and bibatsa. Because I guess when those are there, then there's no adbhuta. Right, vira rasa, then adbhuta, hasya, sakya, and dasya. Enemy, bhayanaka, and shanta for yudhavirya. Right, because vira has the four aspects, so three are fine, but one is not. Karuna rasa, the friends are raudra and vatsalya. Right, because karuna, you can be angry. You know, it's just like we see. Rohini is upset with Mother Jashoda, that she's just there fainted on the floor doing nothing, and her son's out there, and these trees have just crashed and all that, and you know, so it they go together. Karuna Rasa, so that's an enemy, Hasya, Madhura, and Adbhuta. So when somebody's being kind, you can't laugh or get into these
sorrow.
Yeah, sorrow. Yeah, that's why it doesn't work that you bring up and try to lighten the atmosphere with a joke when somebody's too sorry, like that. You can do it after a while, but not immediately. Then, yeah. Raudra rasa means, in other words, it can bring in and cause a change. So, in other words, if it's working as a sanchari, it can do that, because sanchari means it'll move it from one to the next. But otherwise, then if it's as a what's the other one with the D? Vyavichari, then it may create a different, it may go in a different direction. some sense, yes.
But even first it should go through the penalty, Vatsalya Rasa, then only you can apply the...
Yes.
So once you conceal...
Yeah, or the Raudra, you know, something's there and you they're sad, you get angry with, you know, like that, you know, like that, you know, this morning, yeah, Lord Shiva, you know, what's this Karuna virus? No.
Basically, we go to the friendly rasas and then we can switch from that one to the other ones.
Other ones, yes. Okay, so from the friendly, then to the neutral, and then into the... If you want to move it, okay. Does that make sense? Like that, yeah. Raudra rasa. So the friends are Karuna and Virya. An enemy, Hasya, Madhura, and Bhayanaka. And Bhayanaka rasa, its friend are Bibhatsa and Karuna, and enemy Vira, Madhura, Hasya, and Raudra. Bibhatsa rasa, Tapasvi Shanta, right, because there was two kinds of Shanta. The Hasya and the Dasya, and enemy Madhura and Shakya. The effect of combination of rasas. So friendly rasas. Angi rasa, one prominent rasa. Anga rasa, others become subordinate. Right, so there's the Angi and Anga. So when the two are together, one becomes the prominent. If they're friendly, one becomes prominent, one becomes subordinate. And then they can switch, you know, like that. And then result, increase of sweetness. And the main Stai Bhava does not disappear, even if subordinate to others for a short time. Unfriendly rasas. Mixture causes distaste, ending in rasa bas. Right, so then one has to be very careful. That's why etiquette's there. Right? So this whole thing, oh, we can do whatever we want. No, in the spiritual world, they always follow the etiquette. They always behave. Exceptions where unfriendly mixtures create taste. So A, five conditions of harmless, unfriendly mixtures. Two, unfriendly rasas nourishing a main rasa. Three, combination of unfriendly rasas in Adiruddha Mahabhava. Okay, and combination of all rasas with Krishna as the Vishaya or Ashraya. Right, so you sometimes see is that there's occasions where it'll come along where all the, like he comes back into Vrindavan, all the devotees are there and all their different moods and he's reciprocating with all of them at once. So then it's exceptions where they create a taste. Because everybody there's, they're not seeing their differences and all that at this point. Yeah, that could be. Yeah, that's also a time when they're all interacting. So when he comes back with the cows, that's given. This is given. Then I think there's another situation, but it's similar when everybody's there. Like maybe when he's. Yeah. Main point is when everybody's there, there are moments where then they can all interact with Krishna. Because everybody's focused on Krishna and not noticing the others, it can work. But it's when they're noticing, like Mother Jashoda is serving prasad, and so then she's going to be noticing how the cowherd boys are behaving, how the parental rasa is there, you know, how Rohini is organized, how the gopis are there, how they're taking... So she's seeing all that. So at that time, you have to be very careful. But there's other times, let's say, you know, on the bank of the Jamuna with the Kaliya, everyone's just looking at Krishna, so they won't create a problem with each other. So, yeah. Chapter 49, Mixing of Rasas, Srila Prabhupada. As already described, there are 12 different kinds of rasas, or ecstatic relationships that are shared with Krishna. Five of these rasas are direct, and they are listed as neutrality, servitude, fraternal love, parental love, and conjugal love. Seven of the rasas are indirect, and they are listed as humor, astonishment, chivalry, compassion, anger, dread, and ghastliness. So indirect because they require the primary has to be there, then they can be there. But at the same time, is there may be that aspect, one becomes prominent, you know, one becomes the angi, the other one becomes the anga. Like that. The five direct rasas are eternally manifested in the Vaikuntha world, the spiritual kingdom, whereas the seven indirect rasas are eternally manifesting and unmanifesting in Goloka Vrindavan, where Krishna displays his transcendental pastimes in the material world. One thing might be there, so you can put it here also. Oh, unless it comes up. But there's from the third verse and the introduction to Bhagavatam. Mm-hmm. Then there Prabhupada mentions the material world, mainly it's the indirect rasas that are tasted. And then you might have, as a temporary aspect, a primary rasa may become an angi, but otherwise they're situated in these other, in the seven. Very often, in addition to one's regular rasa, there is found the presence of some other rasa, and the mixture of these loving humors is sometimes compatible or palatable, and sometimes incompatible or unpalatable. The following is the scientific analysis of the compatibility and incompatibility of the mixtures of these various rasas or loving moods. Right? So, I guess it would also apply as if someone has a few of these rasas in themselves, but when they're functioning, it's one at a time. But they can move between them, so then that would work. Yeah. 4.8.1. Next, the friends and enemies among the various rasas, starting with Shanta, will be described in order. 4.8.2. The friends of Shanta rasa are Dasya, Priti, Vibhatsa, Dharma Virya rasa, and Adbhuta rasa. Adbhuta is the friend of the other four rasas as well, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, and Madhuya. Right? Because wonder and all that, then it enhances the rasa. Right? It's not majesty. It can be, but if you're in that, but here it says it's not, it's just amazing what Krishna does or what happens or that. Srila Jiva Goswami. In this discussion of friendly and inimical rasas, the rasas displayed by five types of persons are indicated as friendly or inimical to the devotee's rasa. One, the devotee with his prominent rasa may show other friendly or inimical rasas within himself. So it's five kinds of persons. Where the inimical and the friendly can be displayed. So one, within himself. Right? Two, he may observe Krishna exhibiting rasas friendly or inimical to his primary or secondary rasas. Right? So he has, because remember also is that with each one of these, then they have the friendly and the primary and the secondary rasas. Like Sakya, then Madhurya, Hasya, and Yudhavira can be expressed along with his rasa, and that'll work. But then Vatsalya, Raudra, and Bhayanaka towards Krishna, these ones, then that won't work for them. Right? So Krishna may be interacting that, but they don't take part in that. So you see, it's like, if Krishna and if the cowherd boys are there, then you don't see any fighting, generally, like that. The confidential ones, maybe, because then they're able to relate to the conjugal rasa. But the other ones, then, no. So depending on what's happening, then it'll either be, it's a pastime where everything will go pleasantly, or there might be that. Does that make sense? Okay. Three, he may observe other devotees exhibiting friendly or inimical rasas. Four, he may observe neutral parties exhibiting friendly or inimical rasas. And five, he may observe enemies exhibiting friendly or inimical rasas. For a person experiencing a particular dominant rasa, called angi, which may be either primary or secondary, certain rasas manifesting in any of these five persons, including himself, will restrict that particular rasa, being inappropriate, called enemies. Right? So it just restricts, that's all. The other rasas in these five persons being favorable will nourish that angi rasa, dominant rasa. This will be explained in this chapter. So whatever the dominant rasa is, that's what you're talking about. Right? And then the angi, then it has to be something friendly. So there might be the main rasa and then a secondary aspect that's coming up. Right? And so then it just basically just means that all these have to match. What's the main aspect of the personality? What's the secondary features of the personality? Like that. Two types of Shanta Ras, that of the Tapasvi and the Atmarama, are indicated here, footnote 15. These two types are described starting with Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 3.1.11. The Shanta Bhaktas are of two types, the Atmaramas, who have attained Rati for Krishna due to the mercy of Krishna and his dear devotee, and the performers of austerities who have developed firm faith in the path of bhakti, also by the mercy of the devotees. Tapasa Shanta Bhakta. The practitioners of austerity are those who worship the Lord while practicing Yukta Vairagya without giving up the desire for liberation, since obstacles to bhakti are destroyed by attaining liberation. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments, bhakti becomes free of obstacles by attaining liberation in this body. With the presence of obstacles such as lust and anger and their constant influence, bhakti does not appear. They practice with a suitable form of detachment, yukta vairagya, without giving up the desire for liberation. But although they have a desire for liberation, this does not destroy pure bhakti because they desire liberation from samsara for destroying lust and anger, not for merging into the Lord. Moreover, they worship with a desire for liberation at the first stage only. Right? So you might see that in the neophytes, they might be doing that. Does that make sense? Yeah. It means on bhakti. They may be very advanced in their austerities. But that's the point, is that when we say kanista, we mean the faith in Krishna. How fixed we are in that. So those who are still in that platform, that's the tapasi, that's the one that doesn't get along. The tapasi shanta is not with vibhatsa. Because the tapasi shanta is trying to get rid of all the terrible things of the universe and get and become liberated. But in vibhatsa, then that those things, you know, does that make sense? Right. Because they're trying to get rid of that so it can't mix. But let's say in the other rasas, they're not trying for liberation, so when it comes up, it'll just increase their attachment to Krishna. Does that make sense? Yeah. So that's why these things, one has to be careful so you don't limit. But these are just problems in the beginning. As one matures, these go away and these aren't a problem. But in the beginning stages, there might be a problem. Vibhatsa and Dharma Viryarasa are the friends of Tapasvi Shantarasa. Right? Because tapasvis are doing their duty very nicely and all that. And Vibhatsa is fear. Right? So they fear. Ghastliness. Okay. Okay. Tapasvi Rasa is nourished by thoughts of disgust. Vibhatsa. Disgust. Okay. Displayed by those who are neutral or opposed to him. Footnote 16. The enemies would show disgust at the renunciation of the tapasvi. This would increase his sense of intolerance and determination. Right? Determination, because they don't like it, I'm going to do it even more. The neutral person, right, you know, you're standing on your your 10 toes and with your hands up in the air, and they go, "Ah, this is terrible." Next time they come by, you'll be standing on one toe. Right? No. Yes. This would increase his sense of tolerance and determination. The neutral person would show disgust for his own body or some aspect of the material world. This would reinforce his own sense of renunciation. It is also nourished by his contemplation of the practice of Dharma, followed by Krishna and his devotees, Dharma Virya. Right? So seeing what Krishna and the devotees do, you know, like Ram and how he behaves, or Krishna and Dwarka doing his duties, and then he becomes inspired. Footnote 17. The actions of the Dharma Vira are proper conduct, adherence to scriptural rules, tolerance, and following rules of sense control. These actions are inspiring for the tapasvi shanta bhakta. Right, so anything that is controlling the senses, being good, doing the proper things, the tapasvi will be there. But that gets in the way of these others because they, it's a little bit more free. Right? You know, so we saw that the enemies who are the tapasvi, then where was it? Where did it show that? There was one where it was showing the tapasya. It doesn't show any here. Okay. However, Shantarasa of the Atmaram is not nourished by a poet's description of Krishna's or his devotees' practice of Dharma, though he is not disrespectful towards them, nor is he nourished by thoughts about the disgust displayed towards material life or himself by neutral or inimical persons. Footnote 18. He is neutral towards all actions in the world, including practice of Dharma, since he is fixed in Rati with the Lord. So, you know, religious, irreligious, it's not an inspiration for him. It's about Krishna. That's what's important. If it's not about Krishna, it doesn't create anything. Adbhuta Rasa is the friend of Shantarasa. This same Adbhuta Rasa is the friend of Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, and Madhurya Rasa as well. The person situated in Shantarasa, Atmaramas, including even the Tapasvi Shantabhaktas, experience Adbhuta or amazement for the Lord in two ways. By experiencing the bliss of the Lord's sweetness as greater than the bliss of impersonal Brahman, and by appreciating the Lord's pastimes of subduing opposing parties. These two causes of amazement are illustrated in the following verses. When the breeze carrying the aroma of tulsi leaves from the toes of the lotus feet of the personality of Godhead entered the nostrils of those sages, they experienced a change in both body and in mind, even though they were attached to the impersonal Brahman understanding. Footnote 19. The Kumaras are examples of Atmarama Shantabhaktas. They here exhibit amazement on experiencing the superior bliss related to the personal Lord. That's Srimad Bhagavatam 3:15-43. For him who orchestrates the creation, maintenance, and destruction of the three worlds, and who possesses unlimited spiritual qualities, it is hardly amazing that he subdues an opposing party. Still, when the Lord does so, imitating human behavior, sages glorify his acts. Srimad Bhagavatam 10:50-29. Right, because he's so great and all that, he does these things anyway. You know, because then it establishes things go forward properly, you know, for the self-realization. Martyanu Vidhasya, imitating human beings, in the last quoted verse of Bhagavatam means that the Lord reveals sufficient powers to perform his pastimes in the world, but not more, in order to kill the enemies. Right? He's using powers that humans don't have, but only how much is necessary for that pastime. Because when you go beyond that, that's then when it starts turning into, you know, the aspect of he's, you know, superhuman or this or that. That, you know, that he can control Sudarshan Chakra, no one can do that. But on the battlefield at the right moment, he then releases it as a weapon like anybody else would release than that. Because others, they have chakras, but they throw them, they don't come back. You know, they're sharp discs, and you throw them or like this, then you know, they cut their weapons. But here he goes, cuts, comes back. It doesn't matter, you know. So it's just how much is necessary for the pastime. Does that make sense? Like that. So that's why he says human. Because he's following what humans do. He just does it in a big way. Like a human, it's raining, you put up an umbrella. So it's raining, he puts up an umbrella, Govardhan Hill. But he doesn't do more. He doesn't chuck Govardhan Hill at Indra in the heavenly planets, and Indra comes falling out on the ground. And he's dragged over to Mother Yashoda, and he's told, now, apologize. You know, he doesn't do anything beyond.
This verse also is in reference to he building Dwaraka.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because, you know, Mathura is not safe, so he builds Dwaraka. You know, and it's only how much, you know, the Mathura Vasis go to sleep in Mathura at night, in the morning they wake up, they're already in their places in Dwarka. You know, so it's just as within that. You know, you don't do some big things that they all fly up in the air and there's sparkles and they twist and fly. No, he doesn't do any of that. Yes.
Do we have some example of the capacity Shankara? I have not seen it in the beginning.
No, but it just means it's the same platform, but they're not there yet.
Yes.
Isn't it?
Yeah. All the other devotees, like within, except for the ones who desired the direct relationship with the Lord, in Ramayana and all, who becomes, who surrenders to the Lord, they're all tapasvis in the forest, in the world, whoever meets and who has that bhakti for the Lord. They can come under that category.
Yeah, the Gyanichari, sages and stuff. So in other words, those who are practicing austerities and all that, but accept the absolute truth. Like that, but they haven't, I'm not sure, have they developed Rati yet?
Those who have developed, otherwise they cannot be called Shantabhaktas.
Oh, okay. So they've developed, but they you know, always perform austerities, and that's just the way they service. While others, for Kumaras, you don't hear them performing austerities, you know, or Narad Muni, you know, or Sukadev. They just, you know, just do what they do and absorb in the Lord.
Maybe Markandeya Rishi can get it.
Markandeya.
Because he was always performing austerities.
Okay. Yeah, it's just they like to do that, so they're comfortable. Don't want to get involved. Yeah. 483. Madhura rasa and Yudhavira rasa are the enemies of both types of shanta. Rauda rasa and Payanaka rasas are the enemies of Atmarama shanta rasa. And Rauda rasa is an enemy of Tapasvi shanta rasa. Right, so it appears that Raudra and Payanaka are not enemies of the Tapasvi. No, Raudra is, but not Payanaka. And Payanaka is not an enemy of Shanta. Because there's no fear for the Atmarama. But the Tapasvis, then they can fear, you know, not doing their tapasya or, you know, getting entangled.
Following the rules properly.
Following the rules, yeah. Situation where they can't follow the rules. Like you see, the Kumaras go everywhere. But the Tapasvis generally would get the idea they would just stay in the forest. Srila Prabhupada, when in the rasa of neutral love, shantarasa, there are found traces of ghastliness or astonishment, the result is compatible. When with this neutral love, there are manifestations of conjugal love, chivalry, anger, dread, the result is incompatible. Right? So it's either here's Prabhupada pointed, either within themselves or within others. Right, because you see, of the five, one can be within themselves, and the other four within others. So, the point is, either the two as two individuals don't get along, or the same those inimical rasas in oneself they don't get along. Right. So yeah. Srila Jiva Goswami, Bhayanaka rasa is not an enemy for Tapasvi Shanta rasa. Since that type of shanta rasa is nourished by the appearance of fear related to repeated birth, generated from seeing the ferocity of Yama, punisher after death, and others. But Rauda rasa, if experienced within himself, is an enemy of his shanta rasa, right? Anger is not good. Footnote 20. Experiencing anger towards anyone disturbs his peace, right? Because that's the whole point, the peaceful. So others, then they'll try to adjust it within themselves, and they'll also. 484. Right? Like being angry around the shanta, then they'll, you know, be peaceful. But depending upon the position, that anger may work with other rasas. Vibhatsa, Shanta, Dharma Virya, and Dana Virya are friends of the Dasya Rasa. Madhura Rasa, Yudhavira Rasa, directed toward Krishna, and Raudra Rasa, directed to Krishna by the Dasya Bhakta, are enemies of his Dasya Rasa. Srila Prabhupada, when in the ecstasy of a serving humor, there are manifestations of dread, neutral love, or chivalry, such as Dharma Virya and Dana Virya, the result is compatible. The ecstasy of devotional service and chivalry, yudhavir, and anger are directly produced by Krishna himself. Right, you see is that in Dasya, but yudhavira, directed at Krishna, are enemies. Like you see is that Jai and Vijay were thinking about this, but they were saying we shouldn't think like this. But it's produced by Krishna, and then he arranged it. Jiva Goswami. Vibhatsa displayed by the neutral person or the enemy towards a person in Dasya Ras is friendly because it nourishes his Dasya Ras for the Lord. And Shanta Ras, by its detachment from material enjoyment, is also a friend. Dharma Virya Rasa and Dana Virya Rasa, Vira Dravyam, are also friends, nourishing his Dasya Rasa when displayed in the Dasya Bhakta himself, in Krishna and in other devotees. Yudhavira Rasa and Raudra Rasa, directed towards Krishna, Eka Vibhavaka, are enemies. The desire of the Dasya Bhakta to fight with Krishna and the Dasya Bhakta manifesting anger at Krishna are unfavorable for his Dasya Rasa, since they cause loss of respect for the Lord. Footnote 21. However, Yudhavira and Raudra Rasa displayed by Krishna or other devotees against demons inspire the Dasya Bhakta, Dasya Rasa of that devotee, since these rasas will display the power of the Lord. So then, depending upon whether it's within himself or within others, or if it's directed towards Krishna, he won't have it and others won't have it. But if it's by Krishna towards others, like that, then it may work. Then it can be inspired, because then it's the greatness of the Lord. Does that make sense? He can't be angry at the Lord, but the Lord is angry at the enemies, that shows his power. And he's Dasya means the Lord, his master is greater. Does that make sense? So that's the whole point of these, is they do have their places where they can work and where they don't work. So this is, you know, this is another showing the positive that these go together and all that. And so they're showing how they go together and everything. So this is the one, how they mix and what's proper. Then the next section will be the, what do you call it? Rasabhas, the improper mixing. Mm-hmm. Like that. Other statements following this will be explained in the same way, directed towards Krishna, by implications using the word purvavat, to indicate eka vibha vakaha, though there is no direct statement to the effect. Right? So from now on, it won't say that, but that's what's going on. So in other words, Krishna directing to others, then it may be favorable, and not, you know, in themselves, then it won't be. 485. Madhura, Hasya, Yudhavira Rasa are friends of the Shakya, Vatsalya, Raudra Rasa, Bhayanaka, directed to Krishna. Raudra Rasa and Bhayanaka Rasa. Oh, there's a period there. Okay. Madhura, Hasya, and Yudhavira Rasa are the friends of Sakya Rasa. Vatsala Rasa, Raudra Rasa, and Bhayanaka Rasa, directed to Krishna, are the enemies of Sakya Rasa. Right, so the Vatsala directed to Krishna, that they're there, that's not necessarily inimical. But when it's directed to Krishna, then they can't, how do they interact? Srila Prabhupada, with the ecstasy of fraternal love, a mixture of conjugal love, laughter or chivalry is highly compatible. With the same fraternal love, a mixture of dread or parental love is almost incompatible. Srila Jiva Goswami. Madhura Rasa manifested in Krishna towards the gopis is favorable for the devotees in Sakya Rasa. Footnote 22. The coward boys, the Priyanarma Shakas, assist Krishna in his pastimes with the gopis. Hasya Rasa manifested in the Sakya Bhakta himself and in other devotees as well is favorable for a Sakya Rasa. Yudhavira Rasa, which manifests in all except the neutral party, is favorable for Sakya Rasa. 23. So that means everything else is neutral. If you have friends and enemies, that means everything else is neutral. Okay. Purvavat means directed towards Krishna, referring to Eka Vibhavakaha of the previous verse. Thus, Salya Rasa, Raudra Rasa, and Payanaka Rasa.
We didn't read the
footnote. Oh, we didn't. Oh, we read 22, okay. 23. The fighting mood of the devotee is Sakya Rasa. The fighting mood of the devotee in Sakya Rasa, in Krishna, and in other devotees is mock battle only. The fighting spirit displayed in demons towards Krishna act as a stimulus for friendship with Krishna. A neutral person would not fight at all. Right? So, yeah. Purvavat means directed towards Krishna, referring to Eka Vibhavakaha of the previous verse. Thus, Vatsala Rasa, Raudra Rasa, and Payanaka Rasa, Bhishma, directed towards Krishna, are all unfavorable if displayed in the Shakya Rasa devotee and directed towards Krishna. Right, so if it's within himself, it won't be favorable. Outside itself, then they can be favorable. 486. There's something that's a 486. Hasya, Karuna, and Bhayanaka Rasa are the friends of Vatsalya Rasa. Madhura, Yudhavira, Dasya, and Raudra Rasas directed to Krishna are the enemies of the Vatsala Rasa. Srila Prabhupada. Although there are gulfs of difference between them, with the ecstasy of parental affection, a mixture of laughter, compassion, or dread is compatible. With the ecstasy of parental love, a mixture of conjugal love, chivalry, or anger is incompatible. Right? So he's showing, you know, here with the devotee. Right? Srila Jiva Goswami. Hasya. Yes. Because you see is that she wants to see Krishna benefit. So it's out of her compassion that's why then she's displaying anger. Like you can see the difference, but I've seen a few times, you'd be in one of these big Indian, these houses with these big families. And they're all the adults are there, you're talking with the adults. The kid comes into the room. And they're not supposed to. They're supposed to be doing something else or something at that time. Or they go to they come in the room and that's fine. And everyone just goes on. But then they go to touch something they shouldn't. You know, like the fan or this or that or like that. Then one of the parents will make those really big eyes, you know. They go, what? Like this, you know, like that. And then the child gets afraid like this and then runs off. And as soon as they, you know, and he'll keep that, you know, as long as they need to enforce. Because if he stops it, then they'll think, oh, it's all right. And then the kid runs off and something like that. And then when he leaves the room, everybody starts laughing. So it's not real anger. But then sometimes you see where it's actual real anger, the parent of the child. And it's just anger. They're just letting out their anger. That's not compatible at all. Does that make sense? Because it's not really for the benefit of the child. it's for their own benefit that they're angry and either at something else and this is an opportunity, or that the child's done something they don't like, it affects your, does that make sense? So they're not looking at what's good for the child. So it doesn't have that compassion. So it may have, those may be, what do you call them? Vyavichari bhavas. But they're not, and actually, it's just adding to what's there. It's that compassion will be the main. Does that make sense? So it's a subtle point. Yes.
Also, if the anger manifests as the prominent, and again to reform or to rebuild the whole mood, then Krishna has to take a masculine position, which is not compatible at all. If like we become angry at somebody else, then he has to come and like take that masculine position and then...
And smooth it out.
Yeah.
That's another, yeah. Does that make sense? So here is that it becomes... The prominence, so it just doesn't work. Means it's always that'll be there, and it can be a supporting. So it can always be an anga, can never be angi. Other ones it can maybe be, but in here it can't. Because here is that what they're feeling, they're showing. But like with the gopis, it can work because they're showing one thing, and their mood is completely different. Does that make sense? So one has to be careful with that.
That's why that among the eight stages of bhava, mana is only for madhurya.
It's only in madhurya, yeah. Yes, that's true. It's not in anything else. No one else has it. They have yudhavira, but they won't have. Right, yeah. That's true.
Translated,
English translated
word sulky.
Sorry?
Sulky, S-U-L-K-Y.
Sulky, yeah? So, okay, so that thing of the masculine feminine. So then, Krishna does something wrong, Mother Yashoda becomes upset. But it's because if he behaves badly, then he'll grow up and people won't take him seriously. Right? So then, if he sees he's wrong, he just says he's sorry, and that's it. But he's not taking the masculine position. He's taking that junior position. But if they're actually angry, you say you're sorry, it's not enough. So therefore then they have to then take the masculine role and make the other person the center and then try to work out the moods and everything. So it won't be compatible because the rasa will be lost. Because then from Raudra, it won't be parental. Does that make sense? Yes, no? Yeah. Subtle. Hence the complete science, no? Shri Jiva Goswami, Hasya Rasa and Karuna Rasa manifested in the Vatsalya Rasa in Krishna and other devotees is favorable to Vatsalya Rasa. So, in oneself and others, then is favorable. But Vayanaka caused by enemies is also favorable. Madhura Rasa manifests in all types of persons is unfavorable for Vatsalya Rasa, either in yourself or others. Because if that's there, then you can't deal with it. Like that. Does that make sense? You know, it's just like, let's say, the son is in the room with his wife. You know, you have the bigger house or whatever it is. And somehow the father walks into the room. And the mood is, then he has to, oh, excuse me, and just leave. Because it's incompatible. They can't function together. Like that? Does that make sense? But you see in the lower ones, it's not. Let's say if the younger brother walks in on the elder brother and his wife, it's not incompatible. Because he's like, you know, how you say, you know, he's like a friend. If he's more young, he's like a son. Then they have to go into a very formal. So there's like they have to just switch rasas, and then they deal with it. But if it's more friendly, then it's all right. Really cool. Huh?
I think Bharat Muni will explain it in more detail in terms of mundane, is it?
He doesn't give more details.
No, these are the details. They'll explain maybe what features are there. If you're angry, then what facial expression or what your arms will be doing. He'll give more, because Rupa Goswami mentions the Anubhavas and stuff like that. But he'll give detail how to express that in drama.
He thinks about the mixing, but it is not even given at this detail. He just mentions it.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying it'll be in other places. And you just apply it, and you just know they don't go together. So that would be the point, is that this would have to be very well known by the director. Because the actor might make a mistake or not, but the director has to catch that and then say, no, it would be like this. You know? And so that's how you see is that by the modes of nature, people may not understand the science, but by the modes of nature, they may act in a particular way. So that's why you see sometimes then you have an idea how the scene would go, but the actor does it in a different way, naturally. And then you see that's actually better. You know, especially in the modern context, even better than what the screenwriters did or anything like that.
Yeah? It's more in the Kavya Maharaj, where they are supposed to know the whole thing. So the script writer, when he writes the dialogues, he should know like what words to use, which speech, which doesn't.
Yeah, should.
And then while displaying, it's just based on that, so that's why...
But still, you have to know, because otherwise it doesn't... They don't add something in, because they'll think, well, I thought it would be nice, like that.
That's why he didn't mention many details on
that. No, I'm saying they're mentioned before.
Yeah.
They've already mentioned before. Details are mentioned before when they're explaining the rasa itself. And now the mix means you just don't mix them. Like, you know, it's like if I already completely, I've completely explained how to make, let's say, paneer butter masala. And another time I've completely explained how to make a nice salsa. Right? But the two don't go together. So I just have to say they don't go together. I don't have to give detail here. So the detail you're talking about, that's been explained in the previous chapters. When it went through each rasa and then explained what is the vibhava, you know, the alambana, the vishaya, the ashraya, what are stay the same, what switch, what are the anubhavas, what are the satvika bhavas and the vyavichari bhavas. That, there you have details. You know, it's just like shame, sometimes the limbs contract. You know? So, it's like it's very, let's say if it's very extreme, you might say somebody's so shame, but they won't show it necessarily. I mean, they might show they turn away and kind of pull their shoulders in. You know, or if they're on their own, then they might go out and then they just pull everything in and just, you know, like squat down, you know, just like this. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. They feel. So those will be explained there. And so then that'll be. And just now it's just this doesn't go with that. You know, it's like making a menu. You don't put these things together. That makes sense. You know, you don't put the, you don't put the champagne glass and hot tea. No. Or one of those big monster mugs, like, you know, how you say, my house, my rules, and then put champagne in that. No? Yeah. But, because there are certain things that if it's done right, it works. Now, if you have the winner of a race drinking champagne out of a shoe, at the moment works. But if they afterwards have a program where, you know, they all get together and have it, then it doesn't work. Does that make sense? So like that, rasas, you have to know how to do. Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveta Bhaktivinoda ki, Jainatai Gaura Premanandini.